This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today we continue with the 14th and final message from the series called Jesus Is from the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews is replete with descriptive phrases and explanatory sayings of who Jesus is, starting right in chapter 1 and concluding in chapter 13. We're in chapter 13 this week. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is part 2 of that final message. First of all, verse 7, I'm going to apply it to what it's meant to be applied to, but then I'm also going to apply it to dads because I think it works. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. I think it's a reference to the ministers that had died and gone on. That's who I think it was. And he said, remember those people that spoke the word of God to you. Henry Nouwen was a Catholic priest who probably wrote 10, 15 books. I think I've got 6 or 8 of them. I appreciated his writing. And he said that he believed, just as an aside, that a minister's most effective ministry happened after he was gone or after he died. I can remember as a 20-some-year-old minister, 30-something, that I said, I don't agree with that. My effectiveness is right now, right in this day and age. And then the older I get, the more I realize, I think there's some truth to that. That there's something to be said as we reflect on somebody's life and teaching. My dad was at one church for 42 years. He followed a minister who was there for 38 years. So in 80 years, they had 2 ministers, which I find incredible. 80 years had 2 ministers. And it's interesting, I was invited to speak at my dad's 40th anniversary. I went back there to speak for him in Hammond, Indiana, just outside of Chicago. That night they had a program in honor of him. And people got up to talk about my dad. He'd spent 4 decades of his life. But you know what made me mad at the time? And then when I thought about it later, my anger subsided. People got up at my dad's 40th anniversary and started quoting the minister who was there 40 years earlier. And I'm thinking, you know, what's this all about? It's my dad's 40th and you're quoting the guy who was here 40 years ago? And then I realized there's power in his ministry 40 years later, that they were still quoting a man by the name of B.W. Carrier and his impact and influence on them that went on for 4 decades. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you and consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Now, here's what I want to say about fathers. The word leaders, I found in the Greek, can mean any person of influence or leadership in your life. I found the term was used to describe a military commander. It was describing a teacher. It was describing somebody in your life, a guide, an influence in your life. So I'm going to do something you're never supposed to do. I'm going to rewrite the verse, but make it apply to fathers. If we can bring up a rewrite of this verse, remember your father who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of his way of life and imitate his faith. Would to God that could be said of every father in this room and every mother. Remember your father who spoke the word of God to you. What does that mean? That a father's to go around the house preaching and teaching? Well, not necessarily. But may I tell you that every father speaks the word of God by the way he lives his life? Every father and mother in this room speaks the word of God or doesn't speak the word of God by the way you conduct your personal life, the way you treat your brothers and sisters, the way you relate to your neighbors. All of that speaks of the faith that's either there or is not there.
Well, we'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope, speaking about remembering your leaders from Hebrews 13, 7 and 8, the last message in this series. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.